Alright folks, welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. Dylan Brooks here, your daily dose of calm, control, and courage served up fresh every morning. You ever feel like your thoughts are on a runaway train? Life is an ever-ending loop playing in your head about everything from that presentation you bombed to that weird stain on your favorite shirt. Well, today we're tackling something that can help bring those trains screeching to a halt. Mindful eating. Now, I know what you're thinking. Mindful eating sounds like some hippie guerrilla thing. Right? Hold on a second. This isn't about becoming a health nut or giving up your love for pizza, though. Maybe dial back the pepperoni every now and then. It's about learning to truly savor each bite, connecting with your food in a way that can actually improve your mental well-being. Think of it like this. You wouldn't just mindlessly scroll through social media, would you? You want to engage with content that matters, right? Well, mindful eating is all about treating your meals with the same level of intention and awareness. So, what are the key takeaways here? Let's break it down. First off, ditch the distractions. Put that phone down, turn off the TV, and resist the urge to multitask while you eat. Seriously, give your food and your mind the full attention they deserve. Think about it this way. When was the last time you really tasted your dinner? Like, truly savored every flavor, texture, and aroma. Next up, chew. This one seems obvious, but we're often guilty of gulping down our food like we're in a competition with ourselves. Slowing down and chewing thoroughly allows your body to properly digest the nutrients, reduces bloating, and actually makes your food taste better. Thus, it gives your brain time to register that full signal, preventing overeating. Another crucial point. Listen to your body. Pay attention to those hunger cues. Are you truly hungry or just bored, stressed, or emotionally seeking comfort? Recognizing the difference between physical hunger and emotional cravings is key to maintaining a healthy relationship with food. Think of it like this. Would you give yourself a pep talk before going on a big run? You deserve the same level of encouragement and self-awareness when it comes to fueling your body. Now, let's talk about gratitude. Take a moment before each meal to appreciate the food in front of you. Where did it come from? Who worked hard to bring it to your table? Recognizing the journey your food takes from farm to fork can cultivate a sense of respect and appreciation for every bite. And lastly, don't beat yourself up if you slip up. Mindful eating is a practice, not a perfection game. There will be days when you eat on autopilot, we've all been there. Just acknowledge it, learn from the experience, and gently guide yourself back to mindful eating practices. Remember, progress, not perfection. You know that feeling when you're truly engrossed in a good book or a captivating movie? You lose track of time, everything else fades away, and you're fully present in the moment. That's what mindful eating is all about, bringing that same level of focus and awareness to your meals. Imagine this. You're enjoying a delicious bowl of pasta. The aroma fills your senses, the warm noodles dance on your fork, and each bite bursts with flavor. You take the time to savor every morsel, noticing the different textures and tastes, appreciating the nourishment it provides. You're not distracted by your phone, the TV, or racing thoughts. You're fully present in that moment, enjoying the simple pleasure of a good meal. Sounds pretty amazing, right? So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing mindful eating today. Put those distractions aside, slow down, and truly savor every bite. You might be surprised by how much it transforms your relationship with food and, ultimately, your mental well-being. Remember, folks, taking care of your mind starts with taking care of your body, one mindful meal at a time. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little more calm and control in their life. And if you have any thoughts or takeaways from today's episode, drop us a line in the comments below. We love hearing from you and building this community together. Until next time, keep it stoic, keep it calm, and remember you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.